Hey, besties. This is That's Just My Opinion with your host, Marlene. Let's get started.
Hi.
Hello.
How are we, sister?
Guess who's back?
Back. We did that last episode.
I know. But we're back again.
We're back times two.
Yeah.
Because it's been, I was looking at my stats yesterday. Okay, so first of all, hi besties. Welcome back to another episode of your motherfucking favorite podcast. That everyone's been proving this because I've been gone for a while. I've been gone for a very, very long time. Last episode we recorded was in June. A lot has happened since June.
Absolutely.
That was that we were living in a different house. We were living in a different side of town. We had different jobs.
I left town.
We were with different people. This was a lot has happened since June. And then before June, I hadn't recorded anything in like, Jesus, 2 months. So I've been gone, guys. For the greater part of 2022, I was going through it. Let's just leave it like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're back today, and I will be releasing episodes every 2 weeks for now, and then we'll hopefully go back to weekly. But at the moment, it's going to be every 2 weeks. Just wanted to give you guys a little update on what's going on. So this is going to be maybe a short episode, and we are still working on our audio, so it may not be the best, but we're back and we're trying to work it out for you guys. What's up?
Period.
¿Qué onda, amigos?
¿Qué onda, amigos?
Evelyn? Of course, EVG is back. There's no way I was going to make a comeback episode without Miss EVG over here.
True.
What's up, Evelyn? Yeah,
the last one was me. Was it me?
Yeah.
And it's me coming back.
And then it's me again.
It's me again. Here.
Back again.
Guess who's back?
Go tell your motherfucking friends.
And your mama.
And your mama. And your daddy.
And your baby mama. And your baby daddy.
Wow, yesterday, let me tell you guys a little dark joke that happened yesterday. So, today is Friday. We're recording this, and I'm so sorry. I was supposed to upload this at midnight, but you know, your girl is always late.
She'll upload tomorrow.
A queen is never late. Everyone else is always early.
Simply always.
If you know where that's from, you get
a merch free episode. Whenever
merch from TJMO comes back.
You get a free shout out.
A free shout out in the next episode. We're going to have a lot of very interesting people, actually. I'm very excited about that. We're going to have a couple of creatives from Laredo, a couple of creatives from San Antonio. And then we are also going to have some creatives from Chicago. Chi-town. Yeah, so I'm kind of excited about that. I'm actually really excited to come back. I have a lot of new ideas. I feel like a renewed person, you know?
I would hope so.
Yeah, it was a really long break. A little death.
Yeah, you kind of died a little bit.
I super died. And like,
we
super
both died.
Yeah, we did. We were going through it. So, super. Going back to what's happened, Jesus. So, I live in a new house. I have a new roommate. He is really great.
Amazing.
I adore him. Besides Evelyn, of course, being my...
At this point, we're partners. We are married. And we locked in.
We locked such a in. Note. I'll pay for a date for you.
Yeah.
Shut
100%
up.
I will. I'll fly you out.
That's a...
I'll see you naked.
No. For real, no.
It's a gas for me.
That's so funny. But I'm just so comfortable. Like, it's weird because I be changing in front of my friends like that. Like, I be like, obviously not at well, all, you took my friends. Nipple piercings. I did, sis.
We had to.
Yeah, it was time for her to leave.
Yeah, she was going through it.
She was going through it.
She was suffering.
Your titty was not titty.
My nipple was nippling.
It was in pain.
She was throbbing and not in a good way.
Wow, we're all over the place today. Wow, it's so great to be back. That's funny. So we bought these. Shout out to Superior Life, first of all.
Shout out.
Shout out to Josie Lara. And shout out to Miss Jan Leal. That I can't wait to have them on an episode two so we can talk all this motherfucking tea. And
we got it.
Yeah, no, definitely. And wow, what do we want to talk about?
Chimichanga.
Chimichurris. Jesus Christ, I almost killed a cat right now. Wow, it's because so I live with a new cat. So Stella is still part of my life, but she lives with her uncle Raul right now. She's on a vacation with her uncle Raul.
On vacation.
And I have another cat. His name is Chimichurris, and he has three legs. So he literally just tried to fucking.
We don't discriminate this. Missing limbs. Let me.
Wow. That's. No.
We don't.
Shut up, Evelyn.
We have respect.
Shut up, bro. Oh my God. You know what we should talk about too? We should talk about. But we should do that next episode. Okay, forget it, guys. Going back to what we were doing here. Different jobs.
Yeah.
Different jobs. We're still making money. We're still out
the
here.
The same job.
We're still out here.
Still, I'm still doing the same thing in the day.
Oh, yeah, makeup.
And the night, kind of. Not really.
No, not really.
Different.
New friends.
Just know we're making money.
New Always making new money. People involved in our lives.
Yeah. New weird people.
Oh, super weird people.
But we don't include them in our daily lives.
What's no, going on. No, we don't. That's they stay weird. People be messaging some weird ass shit on Instagram, bro.
Yeah,
like on social media.
Have some respect.
People be having Dude, some balls.
Ew. Can I say something real quick? Yes. This is a short story that just happened.
Okay.
Current time. So I was at work, right? Mm. I work at night. And I work, I'm not going to say my work because people are going to figure it out. Whatever, I work at night. And there's mostly a lot of men. If you have a hint, get a hint. If not, don't talk shit.
Don't worry about it.
So whatever, I was talking to one of the bartenders. Cool, she was talking to me. Whatever. And I had a banana because at this time I was not really eating food because my stomach problems. If you know me, you know me. If you don't know me, I have stomach issues. So don't invite me Baddies. On... certain dates that I can't eat certain food, whatever. Point is, so I was eating my banana, right? And I was like, I got it. And then one of this old ass man, he was like, I would pay to see you eat that banana. I was like, okay.
I'm gonna and then eat in the back now.
And then the girl was like, leave her alone, dude. That's weird. And he had been weird all day. And I was Ew. Like, ay, asquito.
Yeah, some people are kind of weird, bro.
Like, what in the fetish is that?
Well, anything that looks like a penis is definitely something that people pay to. Okay, let's talk about what people pay for you to do. Funny. We were watching that documentary, Sally something, that yeah. super strong girl that ended up killing her husband and, you know, the whole thing. If you haven't seen it, it's on Netflix. It's pretty cool. It's, you know, not my favorite, but there was some weird shit happening in that fucking documentary. Yeah. So she was a bodybuilder, right? And she would get paid by men to wrestle them. Not even joking.
She'd put them on a chokehold.
She would choke them with her big old thighs. I mean, wow, I could literally hear you swallow that water. That was so weird.
I heard it too. That was a big goal.
She got paid to put people in a chokehold with her legs. I think that's kind of weird. That's.
I mean, to each their own.
I mean, recording it,
but
too.
But it, like, not, that's not my style of
that's
foreplay.
Definitely not.
You know, I'm not into that.
Okay. I'm not into that type of choking.
Yeah, don't choke me like
don't
that.
Don't choke me with your legs. That's
and don't request that from me either.
That's kind of weird.
Like, I don't want to see you in between there while I'm choking you. That's crazy.
That's I mean, I want to see you in between there. Just yeah, not
but I don't want to choke you.
Not in a no choke. No te quiero ahogar, para que te
mueras. No, no, no. No, I'm enjoying my time.
Oh my God.
Because of purpose.
Oh my God. It's barely been 10 minutes. This is so bad. Wow, that's so funny. Something I feel like needs to be said is the fact that
can we talk go ahead. What? I was gonna say, can we talk about July?
Me?
How was July?
Ooh, July. July was kind of tough.
Let's get to the nitty gritty.
Sis, I know that's what you want me to say. I know that's what you want me to say. Okay, guys. It happened. I'm single now.
She's in the streets.
The streets have called me back home.
Bitch, not home. Shut the fuck up.
I know, that's what Evelyn's been wanting to mention. Yeah, that's the tea. We're both updates. Single girlies now. We're married been. To each other.
Yeah. We committed okay, so to each and other. Basically have established after her ending of her relationship prior. I don't want to say I caused it because I didn't.
What?
I made a suggestion. I made a suggestion like, hey, Marlene, maybe you should just like reevaluate your life a little bit. Necessarily, not really.
Yeah.
Anyways, not the point. I'm just kidding, obviously. So whatever, her relationship ended. This was maybe a few months back,
mm-hmm.
where I was like, why don't we just date each other? Like, we're like perfect for each other, I feel.
So we're here now. And you know, mingle around. We're dating each other.
Yeah, we are basically in a committed relationship.
But I feel like we've been in a committed relationship, sis. Like, we've been living together for over a year now.
Yeah, everyone else is an add-on.
Yeah. We're just in a poly relationship.
A poly relationship. Look, let me clarify, though. So everyone starts getting their little ideas.
Yeah.
Their little panties in a bunch.
Not the panties.
We are in a poly relationship. We don't sleep with each other, though. And we don't sleep with multiple people.
I mean, we sleep next to each other.
Yeah, we sleep in the same bed with Munchkin in the middle.
With Munchkin in the middle and sometimes Dagger on our feet.
Yeah.
He'll try to get in there, but he's a big boy and he gets kicked right the fuck off real quick.
Yeah.
Because he's too big.
Yeah.
But yeah. So
that basically what happened.
I, you know, make the money and then Evelyn makes the food.
I make the food. I cook, I clean, I fold her clothes.
Shut up. I fold your clothes.
We both fold
them. Yeah, we both do laundry. We feed
the dogs together. I take them out when she's too tired.
Yep.
She's like, vieja, saca los perros.
Not the vieja.
I think it's so funny when I say that shit.
Oye, vieja.
Vieja,
hazme
de comer.
Why do you sound like a Mexican man?
Prepara mi lunch.
Why do you literally sound like a Mexican man?
It's because I'm Mexican. Sometimes I'm
not a man. Jesus Christ.
Jesucristo.
For matters that my family is probably listening to this
and concerned.
Everything that we just said is absolutely a bullshit. Like, we do spend a lot of time together, but we're not in a relationship. It just kind of seems like we are because we're always together. But then again, I think she's one of the only people that I can tolerate in really, really long periods of time. And I don't feel like exhausted after.
True.
Because that happens so much. Like, even at work. Me not going to work for that reason. I have a job, yeah. And it's so funny because we all, like, we spend 12 hours together, right? Because those are my shifts. It's 12 hours. And I work with the same fucking people every single fucking day. And we're literally sitting next to each other for 12 hours. And we all, like, whenever we see each other, we're all, like, super excited to see each other. Like, whenever the day starts, we're all like, oh my God, hey, what's up?
I don't know. Beginning of the week.
Yeah. Like, we're like, oh my God, you know, I haven't seen you in 3 days. Like, your day's off, you know, we're all cool. And then a couple of, you know, then like we start doing work and like whatever, like we're doing what we got to do. And then once we have like a little break, we're all kind of like tired already. So we're all just kind of like on our phones. And then we'll start like talking to each other because we have like some downtime. And we'll start like chit-chatting about like, you know, just stuff that happened during the time we weren't together. Or we'll start talking about like, I don't know, like, oh, my friend or like stuff. You know, we'll start having conversations. And we'll probably be there for maybe 2 to 3 hours. And then we kind of like, we kind of start separating. Like, we'll go on like super long like lunch breaks and then super long bathroom breaks. And then we'll come back and we'll just kind of hide in like a little corner and just like be on our phone. Like, we're kind of like sick of each other. And then like we start work again, like where it starts getting like intense again. And we'll all like come back together and we'll be like, oh, you know, let's do this and this and this and this. And then we kind of get over being over each other and we like group up again and we start talking again. But like every night, it's the same thing. It is so funny that we're like, ugh, I'm so tired of this person. And then we turn around and then like, oh, hey, what's up? I missed you. Like,
that's it's funny as fuck.
And then it's funny as fuck because I work with all guys. So like, it's like all of us all the time. And we're all very different personalities. And I don't know, it just kind of works.
Period.
It just kind of works. Yeah, I've been at this job for a couple of months now. And it pays the bills. I save the money.
It keeps it steady.
It keeps it steady. It's not bad having a paycheck.
Not at all.
But I definitely miss my free time, bro. I definitely miss my free time. Yeah, I don't think I could do a 9-to-5 for the rest of my life. It's very difficult.
Showing up in a place like and then like being around people that
unless
you don't
it's
know.
My company.
Yeah, that's different. And people that you like, that you employ, completely different.
Just employing my friends, the capable ones.
Yeah,
just them.
But like showing up in a place where like, you know, there's different type of energies, there's so many people around. Like, personally, I love people, but
for
like
short periods of time.
Me cansas un poco.
Yeah, no, un poco, a lot, like, bro. Wait. Like, there's only a certain amount of people in this world that I can tolerate for long periods of time. You being one of them.
Yeah.
Helen being another one. My friend Fatima. Starts thinking. I think that's it.
You're like anyone else, it's not a diss, but it's just personal.
It's just like I love my friends for the amount of time I see them.
That part.
Like
that part.
Raul, I love you, but you know, after a while, dude. It's you can get a little overwhelming. Un poco intenso, a little bit. Shout out to the besties that stood by me during this very, very period of time, long period of time, that you guys will probably hear of in another episode. I do want to come back and be a little vulnerable with you guys because I haven't been doing that in a very, very long time. But right now is not the moment. I actually need to go to work in a couple of hours. A couple of minutos. So, yeah, this episode, we're going to keep it a little short. A good 30 minutes to just little intro into what's going to happen next.
Just to let you know, we're still funny.
We're still funny.
We're still out here live.
We're still baddies.
And we're still getting to this motherfucking bag.
And we're still getting this motherfucking bag, period.
Now I'm like, question, I should just go to work.
Maybe.
Maybe, might
Evelyn
as well.
Was gonna miss work today.
I was. And but I think like, I am gonna go.
Go make that bag.
Go make some shake.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. It feels good to be back. There's a lot coming. There's a lot being planned as we speak. There's so much new stuff, just new opportunities, just I feel like 2023 is going to be such a great year because honestly, this end of the year was not the greatest. It was lessons learned. Like, I understand that everything I had to go through is for a reason. And I understand that I grew on the other side and I just had to experience. Like, I'm not gonna lie, it was not the easiest. It was rough. It was a lot of fucking crying. It was a lot of being tough on myself over, like, feeling guilt and feeling like maybe all the decisions I made weren't the right decisions. But at the end of the day, I did always trust the universe. Like, I trusted everything that was being thrown at me. And it's so funny because before everything started happening, I was on TikTok and I looked at that. It's a crystal that if you have the opportunity to get and you get, like, it reroutes your life onto, like, the route that you're supposed to go, but it does it very intensely and very drastically. And it, like, literally takes away all of these things that you're not supposed to have in your life in a very painful way. And I thought about getting that fucking crystal so hard. And then I was like, I'll just do it without the crystal. And then my life went down a fucking hill. And, like, through rain and through fire and hit against rocks and rain again.
Me comió, me escupió, me masticó.
Shitted me out, diarrhea, like, shoot.
Everything.
Shout out. Honestly, this Mercury retrograde was a fucking bitch.
Well, we're going to another one.
And we're going
in. Good luck.
But that's gonna hit you hard, sis.
I just wanna send a prayer out there to all my earth signs when this Mercury retrograde is coming. I am afraid. No, I'm not afraid. Honestly, she's the last terrified. One was very hard. This one, I feel better about it.
Let's talk about a couple of the things that went wrong last time. We need to spill the tea. First of all, my truck got repoed. And then your car got repoed.
My car got repoed. Bro, it ain't looking
pretty.
And then
I got kicked out of my house.
Yeah.
And then I got fucking kicked out of my house within 2 motherfucking days.
I was living
Big
in a closet.
Shout. You were living in a
closet. Yo, dead ass. No, dead ass. I don't really spill my shit like that because, you know, it's my life. Like,
who
gives a
care?
Fuck? Why
but
do you care?
We're celebrities, so.
But, yo, I was living in a closet. That's crazy.
She was called Harry Potter, bro.
I really was called Harry Potter.
She was Harry Potter. Harry Potter.
They call me Harry Potter, Cinderella.
Cinderella had an attic, yeah. First of all. Cinderella, like, had an attic.
Dude.
Harry Potter had under the stairs.
You know what's crazy? I had, like, a, not to be funny. I mean, it's kind of funny. But then maybe that's just my dark humor coming in.
Yes.
But, like, I know out of all the things that had happened to me the past few months have a cause of me letting it happen, because it could easily have been
avoided.
Fixed or can have been avoided, but I let those things happen. It was out of my choice.
Yeah.
And knowing my situation, knowing how I was at the time, I was going through it. I was very depressed. To the point where you start questioning, like, damn, should I be here right now? Because I'm feeling like I'm swallowing and dying. Mm-hmm. Until I had a moment, I had to move whatever situation I was in. And I moved, and I just had a moment where I was, like, reflecting where I was supposed to just kind of basically live. And I was like, damn, like, it had to get to this extent for me to realize where my priorities were. And it wasn't set on the right things. And then I just was like, I'm feeling so, so depressed. I remember I didn't talk to Marlene for like a good week, honestly.
Which is very, very, very big.
Very rare also. Like, because I just had it. I would talk to her there, but she knew something was, like, not off. I knew something was off.
But then I also knew you needed your space.
Yeah. And even then, at that moment, I was like, dude, I need to get out of this funk. Because if I don't get out of this funk, I'm going to go in a deeper hole. And I'm not going to see the way out. And it's going to be very, very hard. I've already been there before. I would like to say I've been to a therapist, so I'm not self-diagnosing. Yeah, I was diagnosed with something, and I know I can have depressive episodes. So I know better not to go into those states. Now I know how to, like, get out of it.
Redirect.
Yeah, redirect myself instead of swallowing in my own thoughts, which is mostly what it is. It's me overthinking. So I just had a moment where I was like laying down and I was kind of just not crying. And I was just kind of like feeling like, why, what can make me feel a different feeling? Whether it was like the anger that I was feeling, the sadness, the doubt, the fear. And then I was just like, I need to, even though I know my situation was not okay where I was at, because of all the shit, I lost my car, I lost where I was living at, in a sense, lost. Because I still had Marlene to be there, be like, it's okay, you can stay here.
Yeah.
You know, you always made me feel okay, like reassured that you still have a home.
Yeah, of course.
And in that moment, I was just like, I need to make myself right mentally, knowing that I was not okay. So I was like, I need to go back to the gym. Because that's the only thing that right now is making me feel better. And I slowly started getting back up. Slowly. No rush. And then I kept continuing the same process. And everyone would, like, question my family. Would be like, are you okay? What's going on? Like, this is not like you. And this is not how you, like, normally go down, like, a certain path. Like, they're very concerned. And I understand their concern. And this had to be my reality check as a human. That I had to be like, it's okay to have moments like these. Because it's a part of the story that I have written for myself. And it's just a part of what I have to live through. And that's not, all these things that have happened do not define the person that I am. It's just a learning lesson. I just know not to repeat those things again.
You know how they say that Rome wasn't built in a day? Bad bitches were not built in a day.
Pressure
makes diamonds. Yep. And wow, like, it sucks so bad, dude. Like, having to go through all of these things, especially when you feel alone.
Yeah.
Because no one can feel the pain that you feel. And obviously the people around you try to lessen it or try to help you carry it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's your pain.
It's you feeding it.
It's your heaviness. It's what you need to do.
It's what consumes your mind.
And no one can help you get out of it. Like,
but yourself.
No one is out here saving you, but saving yourself. Claw yourself out. I feel like that's part of the hardest thing, because we will usually not do for ourselves what we do for other people. And that's been so on my mind over the past couple of days. It's kind of weird. Like, I feel like there's a lesson behind that. But I've thought, like, I do all of these things for the people around me because I love them. And because it's so normal for me to do all of these things, organize a party and organize this and go here and go there. And, you know, let me send them a gift because they feel bad. And let me send them flowers because they feel bad. And let me, you know, all of these things that I want to do for the people around me. But whenever I feel bad, I literally just sleep and I cry because I feel alone, you know, because I feel like, oh shit, like, I'm not in a relationship anymore. Like, they're not going to be doing that shit for me anymore. And then I just kind of think to myself, why don't I do it for myself? Mm-hmm. But then it's like, oh, que hueva. Like, I don't want to be doing it for myself. But like, why? Why don't I do it for myself?
Yeah.
And this is going to be on a very, very interesting episode that we're going to have with this guest that I'm very excited to have, that her name is Jacqueline Garza. And I've been following her and her family for a while now. And I think she's had a very drastic change. And she talks about, you know, stuff that we talked about right now, like how you just don't feel like doing anything, you know, like you feel sad, you feel depressed, you feel under the weather, you feel just like you kind of can't get out until you truly just hit your breaking point and you decide that you want to make a change.
Yeah, exactly.
That's when the change happens. When you decide, no matter how many fucking times people around you tell you, you need to get a new job, you need to not be there, you need to not be with that person, you can't be in an abusive relationship anymore, you can't be friends with that person, no matter what other people tell you, you are not going to understand until you hit that breaking point and you have, ahora sí que, that realization of, holy shit, I can do better.
Yeah. Like, fuck.
And we'll leave you guys with that because, yeah, I need to go to work now.
So. We both need to go to work.
We both need to go. Well, I need to get ready and then go to work. But this was fun. I'm happy to be back.
We're back and we're doing better.
I'll do an episode for you guys for next Friday because this was a short episode. So I hope you guys enjoy right now. I don't know what time I'll upload this, but I'll let you guys know on Instagram. Make sure to follow Makeup by EVG.
Shout out.
By EVG. And
I have a personal, but
only cool people have.
Only cool people get into that one.
And my username is back. I went, you know, incognito for a little couple of months.
You did.
I changed my username. I went private. And now a bitch is back.
We're back.
So follow me back on strong. IG. Of course, TJMO Podcast is where you can see all the updates and interact with us. And we'll answer all your questions. And you can answer our polls and see funny pictures and memes and inspirational quotes and shit that I post all the motherfucking time. And then you can follow my personal one where you can see my dogs and my friends and my drinks and my food. And my nervous breakdowns, which is Marlene Uribe A on Instagram. And yeah, I'll see you guys next week.